Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With you on a Thursday night here till 10 o'clock. And of course, everybody is talking about St. Louis City SC, the soccer team, the Major League Soccer franchise for St. Louis, getting underway finally after all this buildup coming up this Saturday. We're joined now by Ben Hockman, columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, who has been paying a lot of attention to all this coming. Ben, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for being with us. And I guess my first question for you, I'm going to state what nobody's really been talking about yet. We've had all the excitement and all this and all that, but anybody who's a sports fan knows that expansion teams don't tend to fare well. So what can we expect? I mean, do we have a shot of doing something here? Because I mean, I've seen a lot of people saying they're going to be the worst team in MLS, and there was one guy who was like they might push for the playoffs. So what do you think we're looking at here?
That's a great question. To be honest, I don't think anybody truly knows, even Lutz and Bradley Carnot that run the team. The reality is that they had more time to prepare and plan for this season than other expansion teams have had in their first year. So that's a positive. We saw City 2 make the Western Conference or win the Western Conference last year. So that was a plus, of course. But the reality is this is a first year professional team going up against a lot of great teams. Now, we could flip it and say, hey, there's more playoff teams this year. There's 9 playoff teams in the Western Conference. So maybe St. Louis can get hot and slip in. I'm not going to go on the record and say I think this is a playoff team, but I'll simply say I think this will be a fun team to watch because of their style of play. They're going to play this aggressive, pressing style that will show a lot of hustle and a lot of effort. And even if they don't win a lot of games, I think the fans will buy into the culture of the team. And if you look at Austin, they were an expansion team 2 years ago, finished second worst in the West. And then in their second season, Austin finished second best in the West.
So there's hope for us yet. Now, that pressing style, you talked about the leading scorer for the whole league last year, plays for Austin. And, you know, for those of us, and I fall into this category, I am by no means a soccer aficionado. I watch the World Cup when it comes along, and every once in a while we'll pop on a Premier League game on a Saturday morning, but don't really know the game super well. But other sports, like for example, I think hockey is probably one that'll be a good comparison for us here in St. Louis. That pressing in your face style is great right up to the point that the really fast guy gets past you and he's in alone on the goaltender.
Exactly. The pressing style has become popular in soccer over the last, 10 years, especially in Germany. It really started in Germany. And the idea is, similar to a forecheck in hockey, You're trying to get the ball back from the other team's defensive players as soon as they get the ball, or any player on the other team. And there's a lot of strategy involved. You know, you think of press and basketball. I think of Coach Dennis Gates at the University of Missouri and how they press a lot and try to cause havoc and force someone to make a tough decision under duress. Now, like you made reference to, that can backfire. And if they can move, the other team can move the ball up the field, suddenly you hear that phrase in sports a lot. They've got numbers. They've got numbers. And we might see that a lot against St. Louis. But, hey, at least St. Louis has possibly the best goalie in MLS.
That's helpful. Definitely. We got the backstop. What do you think about as you're watching this build up? And I don't know if you've covered a startup, an expansion team before. I'll ask you that as well. What have you thought of the build up to this and how it's kind of taking shape here in St. Louis?
Well, the best comparison I have from my own journalism experience was 2002, 21 years ago, in New Orleans, the then Charlotte Hornets moved to New Orleans. So I was there for the NBA team's first city in the city of New Orleans, and there was similar palpable excitement as in St. Louis in 2023. There's this idea of, like, we got a team. I can't name one player on the team, but it's our team. It's our guys. And there's a lot of excitement because of that. And the jerseys and the T-shirts are cool. That color is cool. They call it City Red, but come on, we all know that's pink. It's a great color, though, and you know, in my neighborhood, some of the local kids are walking around wearing St. Louis City SC shirts. You know, there literally hasn't been a game yet, but these kids are already supporters of the team, and they've sold out the tickets, so there definitely is a buzz similar to when New Orleans got its NBA team, and it's an exciting buzz.
Has the United States finally gotten soccer? I mean, we've seen the false starts over the years. Those of us who are a certain age, as a kid, I remember Pele and the New York Cosmos, and they thought that was going to bring it with the North American Soccer League. And then it kind of has ebbed and flowed over the years. And we always have the excitement that comes around the World Cup, and everybody gets hyped up, and then the U.S. team loses, and they move on. And then we do it again, Women's Cup, and then we win, and then we get really excited for a little while, and then everybody kind of moves on. But it seems like MLS, which is now an established league, certainly has done this sort of slow burn where they've just kind of eased their way into the lexicon of American sports. Are we finally, to some degree, a soccer nation, do you think?
To some degree. I think if you asked a casual sports fan to rank American sports, it's possible soccer will get as high as fourth, but maybe not much higher than that. In our country. But the reality is MLS has grown. And America, of course, is an international land. People from so many different countries come here. A lot of other countries, soccer is the number one sport. We see it here in St. Louis with the great Bosnian community. A lot of people from Bosnia love soccer. And when the Bosnian national team played at Busch Stadium earlier this century, it was a huge deal. So there's definitely, I think we're better than the days of Pele is going to make soccer big in America. But I also think back realistically to, funny enough, the same year I made reference to with the New Orleans Hornets, 2002, the United States men's soccer team did really, really well, finishing in the final eight in the World Cup. And I think there was this idea like, okay, that was the catapult that American soccer needed and maybe the growth of MLS. But like you said, it was more of a slow burn. It wasn't a huge breakout with MLS. And frankly, the national team didn't fare well in the following decade and a half. So that was frustrating. So here we go again. I still think there's excitement. But look, there's a 20,000 seat stadium, brand spanking new, in the middle of St. Louis. It's a beautiful structure. Clearly, this is a big league. Clearly, this is a major league. But no, it's not the NFL.
What's your prediction? Like, as you look ahead to the season, and I'm not saying like wins and losses, but more from the standpoint of how this team is going to come in and, you know, obviously it'll be crazy for the home opener, probably for the first few games, and then people will kind of settle in. It's a long season. What is your prediction sort of over the season for what St. Louis City looks like as we go through the year?
Well, I will predict that they win their first home game. Charlotte, the opponent, is not that good. And with all the momentum and excitement and loud crowd that'll be at City Park that day, I'm thinking that St. Louis does, in fact, win its first game in St. Louis. Another prediction I would say is that this fella, Klaus, no first name, Klaus, he's a Brazilian player, so they only go by one name, will become a household name in St. Louis and then a popular, well-liked player. He plays such an aggressive style. He's the striker, so he's probably going to lead the team in goals. And even talking to Bradley Carnell, the coach, just yesterday at Media Day, coach was saying things like, look, this guy loves to be slighted. This guy loves anybody to doubt him. He feeds off that stuff. He feeds off hostility from opposing crowds. These are cool traits of a soccer star. So I'm excited to see Klaus become a big name in St. Louis. And look, I mean, they've sold out, I believe, with season tickets. I don't know the exact numbers, but they've sold a lot of season tickets. I feel like every home game is going to be a sellout. And even though the team won't do well, it's going to be a very, very important and exciting thing for St. Louis this summer. And when we head into season two, that's when it's like, all right, okay, can you guys win consistently? And a year from now, when I'm on your show and we have the same conversation, then we'll have a better gauge on, all right, is this a playoff team? Can this be the next Austin?
How much of your time do you see spending on St. Louis? Obviously, yeah, the Post-Dispatch sports page is still something everybody's keeping an eye on. The Cardinals and the Blues have the key spots, the prime spots. How do you think this team is going to fit into that? Are we going to be above the fold with soccer very often?
Well, the good news is, and a good way of looking at it is, we have a full-time soccer beat writer, Tom Timmerman, who is an established writer in this town and knows soccer, knows the game, knows the history. He's the beat writer, so we as the Post-Dispatch will cover every game and cover the team. I mean, we have been covering the team. I mean, heck, Tom was covering every single City 2 game last year, so hopefully the readers are enjoying his coverage, and myself and Ben Fredrickson, the two columnists, we'll be writing our butts off. We're excited about this team. And, yeah, maybe come July, if they're in last place and the Cardinals are in first place, maybe I'm not spending my Saturdays at City Park as much as I am at Busch Stadium. But as of now, we are fired up and ready to write about these guys.
All righty. Ben Hockman from the Post-Dispatch, fired up for soccer season. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
And coming up next, more St. Louis City SC. Be joined by Matt Seabach, the chief experience officer for the team, who's going to tell us about all the bells and whistles at City Park and other things we can expect the team will be doing to get you excited about St. Louis's newest pro sport. It's 9:17. I'm George Sells. Back in a moment.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All the news and all that matters to you. The voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Nine 20 on a Thursday evening. George Sells with you, KMOX, at your service here till 10 o'clock. Talking St. Louis City SC, getting ready for the inaugural MLS season here in St. Louis. Kickoff. The first match will be played in Austin, Texas on Saturday night, not far from having City Park in downtown West full of fans, just a little bit further down the road. And joined now by Matt Seebach, Chief Experience Officer for St. Louis City SC. I guess, Matt, a little slow at work lately?
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy right now, George. But, no, we're excited. We're absolutely buzzing. We can't wait.
So tell me, what are you doing right now? I know your focus is more of the home games and the experience for the fan here, though I'm sure that you guys have some things cooking for the stuff on the road as well. But what are you doing right now? What are the things that are keeping you up at night right now as we count down to our inaugural MLS season here?
I mean, it's all over the place. You know, there's so many of our fans that can't wait to, dial up on Apple TV and watch our first official match this Saturday in Austin, Texas. So plenty of fan activations, and we're having a watch party down at the stadium on Saturday night. But on, a lot of the focus for the last 3 months has been on City Park itself and just really, tightening the screws and making sure that thing's really humming and ready to go for next Saturday, which is our first official home opener.
So what is the coolest thing? What are the things that people are going to be talking? Everybody's talking about this being kind of the stadium of the future. What are some of your favorite bells and whistles?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I think it really does balance high tech and high touch really, really well. It does have all the latest and greatest bells and whistles, but I think that actually sits in the background quite a bit. The architecture of the space is magnificent. Our food story that everyone is pretty familiar with now, over 25 local partners. So it really has an attention to detail that I think come through for fans when they walk into the space. The tech side, though, is pretty impressive. We have, three frictionless markets where you walk in, grab what you want, and walk out. There's no lines, no queues. They're super quick. You can get in and out in 30 seconds. We've got, over 10 of our restaurants that you can mobile order ahead from our app. Tons of color changing light. So there's so much to be excited about. We've had 3 years to build City Park and really every detail has been thought of, and we're finally pumped to, while we talk about all the tech and the restaurant partners, like the heart and soul of that building is going to be the fans. So we can't wait to get them in the building.
And this place is architecturally designed to be loud. Is that not correct?
It is, yeah. It's, 40 feet below street level, flat canopy roof, a 3,000-seat supporter section where they'll be standing, singing, chanting all match long. So there's a lot of things working in our favor. It was, deliberately designed to be loud, and I really think it's going to be an experience that, for most St. Louis sports fans, have never been a part of. So we're pumped.
We're talking about the home game, but we've got the road game first in Austin. You talked about the fact that Apple TV is the way that people will be able to watch on television. Of course, here at Odyssey, we're very excited. Y98 will have the radio broadcasts of all the St. Louis City SC games. And just tell me a little bit about what you're expecting this coming Saturday. You've got watch parties. What are the kinds of things you're trying to do when they hit the road and play their first game on the road just to get people buzzing about this, to get them excited?
I mean, it's certainly like accessibility is a big part for us. I think Apple TV is really a progressive partner that is so good for Major League Soccer and you know, the progression of that game in North America. So Apple TV, you know, all games are offered globally. They all stream. There's no blackouts. You know, you can hit our games from any device. So we're really excited about that. We're obviously excited about our radio partnership, which will be fed into the Apple TV broadcast as well. And then, you know, our bar network, we have over 30 bars across the region that we're partnered with that have, you know, basically stood up and said, you know, we will show every home and away city match. So no matter where you are, you know, north, south, east, west, across the region, there's probably a neighborhood pub or bar that's going to be showing our matches. So plenty of ways to get out and, you know, bring friends or meet new ones.
Now, is it your responsibility to go bar to bar across the St. Louis region and recruit this network?
Man, like anything, whether it's, you know, our food, our music, we asked our fans, like, tell us. I certainly have my favorite neighborhood pubs, but our fans told us, you know, their favorites, and that's how we onboarded the bar network.
And is this something that is there, I guess, somewhere on your website, there's a list of the places people can go?
It is. It's called City on Tap. We'll be talking about it every home and away game. You know, you can follow our social feeds, and we'll be talking about that. But yeah, it's on our website as well.
So it's here. I mean, you and I have talked about this before. I've had you on my show before.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of years ago. And it's, you know, we started talking about this. It was during, it was before the pandemic that we announced that we were going to have a team. And then it got bumped back a year by the pandemic. And we sat and we waited. I mean, you think about the fact that announcement, that big announcement party, I still remember that news conference was before the pandemic. I mean, the world is a completely different place. It seems like it's been forever. What goes through your mind as you look at the calendar and think, oh my God, we're going to play a game on Saturday?
It's pretty amazing. I mean, I was talking to my wife earlier about, like, 3 years ago, you know, just being, you know, born and raised in St. Louis, a big soccer fan. I think we kind of imagined what this moment a week leading up to our first game would feel like and how the region would really support it. But I, you know, never in my wildest dreams imagined it would reach these levels. Everybody's talking about it. I pinch myself just because, you know, our team has, you know, put in a lot of time, a lot of work, and we're surrounded by great people. But I honestly just excited the next week to sit back a little bit and enjoy it as a fan, because we've waited a long time for it, and I think it's going to be a blast.
Now tell me this, and I don't mean to, you know, put a turd in the punch bowl, so to speak, but expansion teams in all sports for time immemorial have had a reputation. They notoriously kind of stink because they're the new team going up against all the teams that exist. And we are now getting to the point where it's going to be about the product on the field. What are you seeing out of this group that maybe makes you think we can push past this and maybe not be the worst team in the league and, you know, maybe make some noise? I've seen predictions that range from bottom of the barrel, worst thing in MLS, to, hey, these guys might have a shot at the playoffs.
I think, you know, we as sports, but St. Louis especially, love an underdog story. So we're ready for it. You know, what I see is, you know, Lutz Fennenstiel and Bradley Carnell, who lead up our sporting department. They have a team that has a very clear playing style, and it is in your face, high energy, high tempo, a blue collar work ethic that I think St. Louis is going to really rally behind and identify with. There's also a lot of players on that team that come from a lot of different backgrounds globally. And I think once St. Louis gets to know these players, they're going to ride along that journey with them. And so, yeah, you know, first year historically has had, issues, teams embracing that. But, you know, we've had a head start. A lot of, you know, over half of the players have been here for over 6 months. So they're accustomed to St. Louis. You know, they have homes here. The weather, all those things that historically a lot of new teams are playing catch up with. I think there's some things in our favor, but the playing style is something to really get excited about, and we think St. Louis is going to absolutely fall in love with it.
Have you got a prediction for the year? What are we looking at? Give us a prediction. I'm going to put you on the spot here. Give us a prediction.
Come on, George. Like, I don't control wins and losses. I control the fan experience, and we're looking to. I measure success by smiles walking in and out of the stadium. So that's my prediction.
Okay, I'll give you an easier one then. Give me an over under on how long it takes before you're walking down a street downtown and you hear somebody shouting Klaus repeatedly at the top of their lungs.
I think there are four or five players that I think will be household names in a very, very short time, and Klaus is one of them, our big striker up front who's going to score a lot of goals this year.
All right. Well, Matt Seebach, we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to having the team here on Odyssey Radio, and we are certainly looking forward to St. Louis's brand new pro sport and St. Louis's brand new stadium. Down the stretch you come, my friend.
Thanks, George. Let's go.
All righty. 9:31 on KMOX. Coming up next, let's talk a little bit about the new sports in the city. Let's talk a little bit about, do you have an excitement level for St. Louis City SC? Also, the Battle Hawks. XFL, they were the top-rated sports draw on St. Louis television this past weekend. Are you into that? And you know, does football being played have you thinking again, like, could we get another NFL team? Would you like that? Would you welcome it? We want to hear from you. 314-436-7900. Again, 314-436-7900. I'm George Sells. You're listening to KMOX. At your service, it's 931. KMOX, KMOX at your service. George Sells with you for another 25 minutes or so as we push toward the 10 o'clock hour. Just had quite a bit of conversation about St. Louis City SC. You a soccer fan? What do you guys think? I mean, St. Louis is known to be a soccer town. At least that's what we tell ourselves internally that the rep is. And you certainly go back to, you know, the 1950s, the World Cup team that beat England that had half a slew soccer team on it, and a lot of success back in the 80s with the old Steamers. My wife's got an old St. Louis Steamers jersey still floating around the house. So we've had our moments. There's no question about that. I always wondered, quite frankly, why it was we didn't get an MLS franchise much sooner than we did. For all of the above reasons, and you can look around in the world of soccer and find plenty of St. Louisans in some, you know, pretty big spots as American players go. I mean, we have to admit what we are, which is kind of the second class citizens of the soccer world. Americans are, but St. Louis has its share of big name players, some guys playing in the Premier League. Of course, on the women's side, Becky Sauerbrunn has been a fixture on the U.S. national team, which is probably the best soccer America has had to offer globally. And so we've got some stuff going on. So you tell me, 314-436-7900, are you juiced for professional soccer coming to St. Louis? I would also ask you, we've got spring football being played also. The St. Louis Battlehawks are about a week and a half away from their first home game of the season after the XFL has been resurrected by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. We've got football being played. It's going to be back in the dome. And my next question for you would be, are you excited about that? Are the Battlehawks a thing for you? And the third place that you go with that is, at what point does this town start to maybe regain an appetite for some conversation about the NFL and what a return of the National Football League might look like or could look like, or will it ever happen? Do you want it to? Do you care? I mean, a lot of people, yeah, the reason we've got the soccer team, the reason MLS is here is largely because the Rams bailed. Even though it's not a direct competition with, you know, football and soccer, they're not direct competitors with one another. Soccer didn't come here because they're like, oh, great, we don't have football to contend with anymore. The seasons don't really overlap at all. But what they do overlap in is competition for corporate dollars. I spent some time back in my news reporting days. I was working in Louisville, Kentucky, when they were trying to get an NBA team there, and they came very close a couple of times. And you learn when you start delving into that whole world of professional sports and movement of teams and building of arenas and this sort of thing, that the two biggest pieces of the calculus, if you will, are, of course, the venue, the stadium. And we're very fortunate here that that Carolyn Kindle and the Taylor family, go on and on, the folks from Worldwide Technologies basically said, we're not going to get into this political beg a city for, corporate welfare. They went out there and they built themselves a stadium. So that's your first thing. But then the second thing that is always the big equation for all of this is, how many Fortune 500 companies do you have, and how many teams do you have competing for those dollars? Because you think about it, big companies in St. Louis, Fortune 500, Fortune 1000, and then you get some of the big law firms, stuff like that. They're all entertaining clients. They buy the luxury boxes at Busch Stadium and at the Enterprise Center for the Blues. They buy the season ticket packages. They buy the fancy deluxe seats down by the glass for the hockey game and the green seats behind the plate for the Blues. And so when the Rams disappeared into thin air, we ended up with a situation where there were a bunch of those dollars that were suddenly available. And Major League Soccer had, of course, had their eye on St. Louis anyway because of that whole soccer background. And with their eye on St. Louis and suddenly knowing that all of those luxury boxes and prime season tickets that were being bought for the Rams were now, all those dollars were just kind of sitting there. Well, hey, here we go. And that's why we have a team. So your next question becomes, now that you have another competitor in the pool for those dollars, and the Battlehawks are kind of there too. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. That league is very different. The XFL, I mean, they don't even have practice here. They basically have all of their teams in the XFL in Texas. They're in Arlington, Texas, having their practices every week and all their team meetings and at one facility where all eight teams are. And then they just fly them all out to the cities that they have, whose names they have on their jerseys each week to play the games. So, and you know, we're going to do well here. We saw that the first time the XFL came around. We put a lot of butts in seats here, many more than any of the other cities in the league. And one can expect that we'll see something similar with the Battlehawks this time around in this version of the league. But I don't know if that's really the competition for that high-end sports season ticket. Just from the standpoint of, you know, you can probably take a family of four to a Battlehawks game for $40 or $50. And, the soccer game, that's not going to be cheap. I've already looked up those tickets, and you're going to spend some money if you don't have your tickets bought already, because they already got most of it sold out. So it's not going to be a cheap ticket. It's going to be like a prime Cardinals game or a prime Blues game, and but with fewer dates. They only have 18 home dates, so that's going to be a different scenario. So I am curious what folks think on the occasions that people start talking NFL again. Like, what do you think? We're still sour toward that league, obviously, but time heals all wounds. I remember when Albert Pujols left the Cardinals and he was persona non grata in this town, and after 10 or 12 years, all of a sudden he's back to being a guy who can have his statue up. So I wonder how long it goes until, as a community, the NFL is forgiven and people want to see NFL football here. Because let's face it, if the NFL were to decide to expand again, could happen. Everybody always is talking about Europe as a possibility, or Mexico, maybe even Canada, and some of those big markets. But as American cities go, you know, the St. Louis did not fail that team. And anybody who's looking at the dynamics of it know that. It was no fault of St. Louis that Stan Kroenke had the opportunity to more than double the value of the franchise overnight by just planting a flag in the second largest media market in the country. So there's the possibility. They've seen it succeed here before. It could work here again, theoretically. It's the question of what's the support level. We shall see. We're going to see some support for soccer, and we're already seeing it in the ticket sales. The Battle Hawks are selling some tickets. Sounds like that's going pretty well for them. So it's going to be fun. It'll be a fun spring. It'll be a different spring from any that we've ever had here, because you have these two new entrants into the sports market here. It'll be fun. Stay tuned. Enjoy. It's 9:44. We'll be right back here on KMOX. Now, political persuasion doesn't really matter that much. You know, everybody's got those politicians that they're kind of embarrassed by. You know, we've got them in Missouri, and, you know, there are Republicans who have Democrats they have no use for. There are Democrats that have Republicans that they have no use for. But let's all, and Illinois the same way, for you folks on that side of the river, but let's all just take a moment, because I think we can all agree, thank God we don't have to claim Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think we can all agree on that one. Her latest tweet of brilliance this evening, which already has 33,000 views, is talking about the money being spent on Ukraine and somehow tying it to the border crossings. And she states that 6 billion people have illegally crossed our border since Biden took office. But Ukraine's border is the only one that matters to Washington. 6 billion people. Now, considering that the population of North and South America combined is about a billion, that's a pretty darn good trick. We got 6 times the population of 2 continents to cross over. It's 6 times the population of China. I mean, it's like, really? Do you think anybody isn't checking facts? You don't even have to check that one. Now, there'll be some people be like, oh, it's probably a typo. Well, first of all, there haven't been 6 million people who've crossed the border either.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
KMOX at your service. George Sells with you for another 25 minutes or so as we push toward the 10 o'clock hour. Just had quite a bit of conversation about St. Louis City SC. You a soccer fan? What do you guys think? I mean, St. Louis is known to be a soccer town. At least that's what we tell ourselves internally that the rep is. And you certainly go back to, you know, the 1950s, the World Cup team that beat England that had half a slew soccer team on it, and a lot of success back in the 80s with the old Steamers. My wife's got an old St. Louis Steamers jersey still floating around the house. So we've had our moments. There's no question about that. I always wondered, quite frankly, why it was we didn't get an MLS franchise much sooner than we did. For all of the above reasons, and you can look around in the world of soccer and find plenty of St. Louisans in some, you know, pretty big spots as American players go. I mean, we have to admit what we are, which is kind of the second class citizens of the soccer world. Americans are, but St. Louis has its share of big name players, some guys playing in the Premier League. Of course, on the women's side, Becky Sauerbrunn has been a fixture on the U.S. national team, which is probably the best soccer America has had to offer globally. And so we've got some stuff going on. So you tell me, 314-436-7900, are you juiced for professional soccer coming to St. Louis? I would also ask you, we've got spring football being played also. The St. Louis Battlehawks are about a week and a half away from their first home game of the season after the XFL has been resurrected by Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson. We've got football being played. It's going to be back in the dome. And my next question for you would be, are you excited about that? Are the Battlehawks a thing for you? And the third place that you go with that is, at what point does this town start to maybe regain an appetite for some conversation about the NFL and what a return of the National Football League might look like or could look like, or will it ever happen? Do you want it to? Do you care? I mean, a lot of people, the reason we've got the soccer team, the reason MLS is here is largely because the Rams bailed. Even though it's not a direct competition, with, you know, football and soccer, they're not direct competitors with one another. Soccer didn't come here because they're like, oh, great, we don't have football to contend with anymore. The seasons don't really overlap at all. But what they do overlap in is competition for corporate dollars. I spent some time back in my news reporting days. I was working in Louisville, Kentucky, when they were trying to get an NBA team there, and they came very close a couple of times. And you learn when you start delving into that whole world of professional sports and movement of teams and building of arenas and this sort of thing, that the two biggest pieces of the calculus, if you will, are, of course, the venue, the stadium. And we're very fortunate here that that Carolyn Kendall and the Taylor family, go on and on, the folks from Worldwide Technologies basically said, we're not going to get into this political beg a city for corporate welfare. They went out there and they built themselves a stadium. So that's your first thing. But then the second thing that is always the big equation for all of this is, how many Fortune 500 companies do you have, and how many teams do you have competing for those dollars? Because you think about it, big companies in St. Louis, Fortune 500, Fortune 1000, and then you get some of the big law firms, stuff like that. They're all entertaining clients. They buy the luxury boxes at Busch Stadium and at the Enterprise Center for the Blues. They buy the season ticket packages. They buy the fancy deluxe seats down by the glass for the hockey game and the green seats behind the plate for the Blues. And so when the Rams disappeared into thin air, we ended up with a situation where there were a bunch of those dollars that were suddenly available. And Major League Soccer had, of course, had their eye on St. Louis anyway because of that whole soccer background. And with their eye on St. Louis and suddenly knowing that all of those luxury boxes and prime season tickets that were being bought for the Rams were now, all those dollars were just kind of sitting there. Well, hey, here we go. And that's why we have a team. So your next question becomes, now that you have another competitor in the pool for those dollars, and the Battlehawks are kind of there too. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. That league is very different. The XFL, I mean, they don't even have practice here. They basically have all of their teams in the XFL in Texas. They're in Arlington, Texas, having their practices every week and all their team meetings and at one facility where all eight teams are. And then they just fly them all out to the cities that they have, whose names they have on their jerseys each week to play the games. So, and we're going to do well here. We saw that the first time the XFL came around. We put a lot of butts in seats here, many more than any of the other cities in the league. And one can expect that we'll see something similar with the Battlehawks this time around in this version of the league. But I don't know if that's really the competition for that high-end sports season ticket. Just from the standpoint of, you can probably take a family of four to a Battlehawks game for $40 or $50. And, the soccer game, that's not going to be cheap. I've already looked up those tickets, and you're going to spend some money if you don't have your tickets bought already, because they already got most of it sold out. So it's not going to be a cheap ticket. It's going to be like a prime Cardinals game or a prime Blues game, but with fewer dates. They only have 18 home dates, so that's going to be a different scenario. So I am curious what folks think on the occasions that people start talking NFL again. What do you think? We're still sour toward that league, obviously, but time heals all wounds. I remember when Albert Pujols left the Cardinals and he was persona non grata in this town. And after 10 or 12 years, all of a sudden he's back to being a guy who can have his statue up. So I wonder how long it goes until as a community, the NFL is forgiven and people want to see NFL football here. Because let's face it, if the NFL were to decide to expand again, could happen. Everybody always is talking about Europe as a possibility, or Mexico, maybe even Canada and some of those big markets. But as American cities go, St. Louis did not fail that team. And anybody who's looking at the dynamics of it know that. It was no fault of St. Louis that Stan Kroenke had the opportunity to more than double the value of the franchise overnight by just planting a flag in the second largest media market in the country. So there's a possibility. They've seen it succeed here before. It could work here again, theoretically. It's the question of what's the support level? We shall see. We're going to see some support for soccer, and we're already seeing it in the ticket sales. The Battle Hawks are selling some tickets. Sounds like that's going pretty well for them. So it's going to be fun. It'll be a fun spring. It'll be a different spring from any that we've ever had here, because you have these two new entrants into the sports market here. It'll be fun. Stay tuned. Enjoy. It's 9:44. We'll be right back here on KMOX. Now, political persuasion doesn't really matter that much. You know, everybody's got those politicians that they're kind of embarrassed by. You know, we've got them in Missouri, and, you know, there are Republicans who have Democrats they have no use for. There are Democrats that have Republicans that they have no use for. But let's all, and Illinois the same way for you folks on that side of the river, but let's all just take a moment, because I think we could all agree, thank God we don't have to claim Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think we can all agree on that one. Her latest tweet of brilliance this evening, which already has 33,000 views, is talking about the money being spent on Ukraine and somehow tying it to the border crossings. And she states that 6 billion people have illegally crossed our border since Biden took office. But Ukraine's border is the only one that matters to Washington. 6 billion people. Now, considering that the population of North and South America combined is about a billion, that's a pretty darn good trick. We got 6 times the population of 2 continents to cross over. It's 6 times the population of China. I mean, it's like, really? Do you think anybody isn't checking facts? You don't even have to check that one. Now, there'll be some people be like, oh, it's probably a typo. Well, first of all, there haven't been 6 million people who've crossed the border either. I would highly doubt that. But I would also suggest to you that I think she just likes to throw silly out there and see what sticks. So 6 billion, why not? Some moron will believe that. Same morons that voted for her. 6 billion people. This comes on the heels of her assessment on President's Day that the red states should secede from the blue states. That was another good one. Geographically tough to muster that one, I would think. And I would also add to the conversation on that, the fact that, considering that they've got 2 Democratic senators. I'm not sure what the breakup of their congressional delegation is, but you could at least make an argument that Georgia is a blue state these days. So you've got the question of whether old Marjorie is going to secede from herself. So again, when you get frustrated with politicians that just seem like goofballs, at least you don't have her to claim. Thank God for small favors. Finally, one other thing that was just on my mind, and I don't know, Matt Pajeski over here spinning the dials. I want to question you on this one, and maybe this is just me not doing a good enough job of pouring through everything on every credit card bill every month. But have you ever had something where you signed up for a trial or something along those lines? You gave them the credit card number and it was a 3-month free trial, and then went down the road and noticed those people have been charging me for months.
Yeah. But it's usually only been like 1 or 2 months. I'm usually pretty good about checking that stuff and usually cancel it right away, but it's definitely happened before, and I feel cheated.
Yeah, and it's like I've had it happen a couple of times now, and it's really frustrating because these companies are clearly this is exactly what they want you to do. They want you to sign up for their free trial and then forget about it. And I'm not gonna name any names, but I'll just say there have been a couple of companies that pulled this on me. And like I said, I take full responsibility for the fact that I need to do a better job of dotting every I and crossing every T. But does it not seem like that, you know, of all the things that our legislators are trying to make illegal, doesn't it seem like that might be one they ought to go after?
It definitely could be. But so it's happened so many times at this point now where, if they're asking for your credit card information, you should almost just anticipate it. If you're typing in your CVV code, all that information, you're okay with spending some money at that point, because free would not require a credit card. That's not what free means. So it's almost like we know it's going to happen, but we keep trying to convince ourselves that we're gonna remember to cancel.
Yeah, I'm gonna cancel it. Sure. Yeah. And then now I have gotten better. My workaround on this now is I will put a calendar reminder in my phone for a couple of days before the free trial is going to expire. But maybe I'm a sucker, but I'll tell you what, I think it speaks volumes for how little many companies in this country care about ethics or any kind of honesty when they are just basically setting up a business model that relies on the poor SOB that forgets to cancel the free trial. I mean, they're making millions off of that.
Yeah. And what I think even worse than that is all of the convenience fees you get when you buy concert tickets online, movie tickets online, it's robbery.
Oh, that's another one. I mean, I talked about it last time. I went through the rigmarole of getting Taylor Swift tickets. I am the father of a teenage girl. Yes, I was with all of you online that day that led to congressional hearings, and I actually got tickets. But yeah, the convenience fees and the Ticketmaster fees and all that, they're probably on 4 tickets, over probably $100 of those fees. It was absolute craziness. So, yeah, plenty of things we can complain about on that. Word to the wise, though, if you sign up for any kind of free trial that requires a credit card number, or if you've done so in the last 2, 3, 4 months, go back and check your statement. Because I guarantee you, somebody's laughing all the way to the bank. 9:56. Coming up on the top of the hour, KMOX News is next. Thank you for joining me. My name is George Sells, and we are going to catch you the next time around. Stay tuned for the news with Sean Michael Lyle, and go St. Louis City SC. Now, political persuasion doesn't really matter that much. You know, everybody's got those politicians that they're kind of embarrassed by. You know, we've got them in Missouri, and you know, there are Republicans who have Democrats they have no use for. There are Democrats that have Republicans that they have no use for. But let's all, and Illinois the same way for you folks on that side of the river, but let's all just take a moment, because I think we can all agree, thank God we don't have to claim Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think we can all agree on that one. Her latest tweet of brilliance this evening, which already has 33,000 views, is talking about the money being spent on Ukraine and somehow tying it to the border crossings. And she states that 6 billion people have illegally crossed our border since Biden took office. but Ukraine's border is the only one that matters to Washington. 6 billion people. Now, considering that the population of North and South America combined is about a billion, that's a pretty darn good trick. We got six times the population of two continents to cross over. It's six times the population of China. I mean, it's like, really? Do you think anybody isn't checking facts? You don't even have to check that one. Now, there'll be some people be like, oh, it's probably a typo. Well, first of all, there haven't been 6 million people who've crossed the border either. I would highly doubt that. But I would also suggest to you that I think she just likes to throw silly out there and see what sticks. So 6 billion, why not? Some moron will believe that. Same morons that voted for her. 6 billion people. This comes on the heels of her assessment on President's Day that the red states should secede from the blue states. That was another good one. Geographically tough to muster that one, I would think. And I would also add to the conversation on that, the fact that, considering that they've got two Democratic senators. I'm not sure what the breakup of their congressional delegation is, but you could at least make an argument that Georgia is a blue state these days. So you've got the question of whether old Marjorie is going to secede from herself. So again, when you get frustrated with politicians that just seem like goofballs, at least you don't have her to claim. Thank God for small favors. Finally, one other thing that was just on my mind, and I don't know, Matt Pajewski over here spinning the dials. I want to question you on this one, and maybe this is just me not doing a good enough job of pouring through everything on every credit card bill every month. But have you ever had something where you signed up for a trial or something along those lines. You gave them the credit card number and it was a 3-month free trial, and then went down the road and noticed those people have been charging me for months.
Yeah. But it's usually only been like 1 or 2 months. I'm usually pretty good about checking that stuff and usually cancel it right away, but it's definitely happened before and I feel cheated.
Yeah. And it's like, I've had it happen a couple of times now and it's really frustrating because these companies are clearly, this is exactly what they want you to do. They want you to sign up for their free trial and then forget about it. And I'm not going to name any names, but I'll just say there have been a couple of companies that pulled this on me. And like I said, I take full responsibility for the fact that I need to do a better job of dotting every I and crossing every T. But does it not seem like that, of all the things that our legislators are trying to make illegal, doesn't it seem like that might be one they ought to go after?
It definitely could be. But so it's happened so many times at this point now where if they're asking for your credit card information, you should almost just anticipate it. If you're typing in your CVV code, all that information, you're okay with spending some money at that point because free would not require a credit card. That's not what free means. So it's almost like we know it's going to happen, but we keep trying to convince ourselves that we're going to remember.
Hey, I'm going to cancel it. Sure. Yeah. And then I have gotten better. My workaround on this now is I will put a calendar reminder in my phone for a couple of days before the free trial is going to expire. But, and again, maybe I'm a sucker, but I'll tell you what, I think it speaks volumes, for how little many companies in this country care about ethics or any kind of honesty when they are just basically setting up a business model that relies on the poor SOB that forgets to cancel the free trial. I mean, they're making millions off of that.
Yeah. And what I think even worse than that is all of the convenience fees you get when you buy concert tickets online, movie tickets online, it's robbery.
Oh, that's another one. I mean, I've got, I think I talked about it last time. I went through the rigmarole of getting Taylor Swift tickets. I am the father of a teenage girl. Yes, I was with all of you online that day that led to congressional hearings, and I actually got tickets. But yeah, the convenience fees and the Ticketmaster fees and all that, they're probably on four tickets, there were probably $100 of those fees. It was absolute craziness. So yeah, plenty of things we can complain about on that. Word to the wise, though, if you sign up for any kind of free trial that requires a credit card number, or if you've done so in the last 2, 3, 4 months, go back and check your statement, because I guarantee you, somebody's laughing all the way to the bank. 9:56 coming up on the top of the hour. KMOX News is next. Thank you for joining me. My name is George Sells, and we are going to catch you the next time around. Stay tuned for the news with Sean Michael Lyle, and go St. Louis City SC.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025, and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.